Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Today, for most voters, is the last day you can vote in-person absentee before the election. Legally, the process can continue in Wisconsin through Sunday, but most clerks across the state do not have weekend voting hours. All right, so if you still want to vote before Election Day and you don't have an absentee ballot in hand that you've had mailed to you, got to check with your local clerk's office for times and location. For the most part, in-person absentee voting ends today. Now, City of Milwaukee, 10 locations for early voting. All of them have Saturday hours, and 5 still have hours on Sunday.
I took my high school senior yesterday because he's 18 now, so he got to vote for the very first time, and I was surprised at how long the registration line was.
Oh, that's interesting.
And these weren't, did not appear to be young voters.
Not everybody was just turned 18?
No. So more and more people casting a ballot this time around.
Already more than 1.2 million people have voted in Wisconsin. So that's in-person absentee. It's absentee ballots that have been mailed back in or those collected by clerks at drop boxes across the state. So that's about a third of the total vote that we would expect in the state has already cast a ballot. For those who have yet to vote, another look at WTMJ from WTMJ's Adam Roberts as he continues his What's on My Ballot series.
Polls.
With less than 1 week to go until Election Day, over 1.25 million absentee ballots have already been returned to county clerks across Wisconsin. Still, there are those who will make their ways to the polls in person on November 5th. So let's examine what you can expect when you head off to cast your ballot.
Get out and vote!
Our next stop are the WOW counties, Washington, Ozaukee, and Washington. The three suburban Milwaukee regions have historically voted Republican, but in the past two election cycles have begun to turn more purple. In addition to the race for president, several congressional seats are up for grabs in the counties, both in the Senate and the U.S. House. On the Senate side, incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin faces her challenge from Republican Eric Hovde, as well as two independent candidates, Phil Anderson and Thomas Leaguer. There were no third-party candidates in 2018 when Senator Baldwin defeated Leah Vukmir for the seat. In the House, Republican incumbent Brian Steil defends his District 1 seat against Democrat Peter Barca and the Green Party's Chester Todd. District 5 includes parts of Waukesha and Washington counties and pits Scott Fitzgerald, the incumbent Republican, against Ben Steinhoff. And District 6, which encompasses much of Ozaukee County, pits Glenn Grothman against Democratic challenger John Zarbano.
If you're ready, vote now.
Switching over to state elections, possibly the closest assembly race in the WOW counties could be in District 22, which encompasses much of Ozaukee and parts of southeast Washington counties. There, Republican Paul Melotic takes on a challenge from Democrat Dana Glasstein. Another race combining parts of Ozaukee and Washington counties in District 59 pits Republican Robert Brooks against Democrat Jack Holzman. In other Washington County races, longtime Assemblyman Dan Knodel is currently serving in the state Senate, but will be running for a seat in District 24 of the Assembly, taking on Democrat William Walter. In District 58, incumbent Republican Rick Gundren takes on Democrat Deb Anderson, and in a race that combines parts of Washington and Waukesha counties in District 98, Republican Jim Pawarczyk faces a challenge from Democrat Del Schmeckel. In Ozaukee County, Deb Andraka serves as a rare Democrat incumbent in the WOW counties. She faces a challenge in District 23 from Republican Lori O'Brien Wolf. Meanwhile, in Waukesha County, other than Pawarczyk v. Schmeckel, all races in the Assembly feature a Republican incumbent. In District 15, Adam Nalen takes on Democrat Sarah Harrison. In District 82, Scott Allen faces Kevin Riley. District 83 pits Dave Maxey against Jill Schindler. District 84 sees Chuck Wickers taking on Zachary Roper. And in District 97, Cindy Dukow faces Beth Leonard. In the state Senate, Dewey Strobel's 8th district encompasses parts or all of all three WOW counties. He faces a challenge from Democrat Jody Habish-Sinikin. While in Ozaukee County's District 20, Dan Fian takes on Democrat Michael Rapp. And in Waukesha County's District 28, incumbent Republican Julian Bradley takes on Democrat Megan Locke. Finally, in addition to the statewide non-citizen voting referendum question, as well as local municipal elections, four Wow County school districts, including Arrowhead, Hartford, West Bend, and Northern Ozaukee, will all take on school referendum questions. Adam Roberts, WTMJ News.
We have a complete rundown of all the election information that you could possibly need. You just visit the Decision Wisconsin section of WTMJ.com.